When you want to make a point about something, many times, one of the devices you can use is to mention it several times. And the church is doing that over the last month. For 4 weeks now, 3 weeks prior to the end of the church year, and then this first Sunday of Advent, the gospel has focused around being ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ, that we will be judged. And in a certain way, when you look at the end of the church year, that sort of makes sense as we're coming to a close, reminding ourselves that the Lord will come back in glory as we did last week with the beautiful celebration of Christ the King. But here we start Advent, and it's been the case for centuries that in the Catholic Church, our first thought in Advent is not Christmas. Now, in our secular society, Christmas is starting now, of course, sometime in November, before Thanksgiving even. But as a Catholic, that isn't the first thought. It's not that Christmas isn't important. It's the second most important holiday on the calendar. But when we celebrate Christmas, we are recalling a profound event. But when we celebrate Advent, to begin with our Advent preparation, we're looking forward. Are you ready for the second coming? St. Bernard says that there are three comings of Christ. The first, he came in the lowliness of human flesh, which of course is what I mentioned we'll be celebrating at Christmas. The third is the coming in glory. But then there's this intermediate coming, which seems a bit strange, the way that St. Bernard writes about it, when the Lord comes in spirit and in power. And what would that be? I think he means the Most Holy Eucharist. That from the time the Lord ascended into heaven to the time he comes in glory, we are not alone. So when he's saying, be watchful, be awake, be ready, he's right there with us to help us to be prepared. And in a particular way, when we think about the Most Holy Eucharist, that in the Mass, we of course offer profound and perfect worship of God because of its unity with the very sacrifice on Calvary. And in the Most Holy Eucharist, when we worthily receive him, then the Lord comes into our souls and our body. And as St. Augustine says, it's the one food you eat that does not become you, but you become it. You receive Christ, and Christ works in you through his grace that he makes you more and more like himself. And so it's not like we're Pelagian, that we'll be all set, we don't need Jesus until he comes again in glory. No, he's right with us to help us to be ready. And so it's instructive that this is the first thing that we think about in Advent. It isn't because Christmas isn't important, but Christmas is a remembrance. But the second coming in glory, that's something we have to be awake and be watchful for. And we can really only do it if he is with us. Which is why in Matthew's gospel, he promised to be with us until the end of time. And then, what does it mean then to be watchful? If the Lord is along with us, and he is, to help us to be ready for that day, what does it mean to be watchful? Well, I think we can go back a few weeks, I think it was about 6 weeks ago maybe, and remember something that St. Paul wrote. He was writing to the Thessalonians, and the Thessalonians, that was the first letter that he wrote that we know of, that's in the Bible, and he chastised them in a very severe way, just this one way, because they were a very converted people, not like the Corinthians, who he chastises quite often, but to the Thessalonians, he said, "Let him among you who does not work not eat." Now, he wasn't saying this because he doesn't want to take care of the poor or anything like that. He was saying it because they thought that the Lord was coming in glory immediately. And so what they did is they pulled out of the world and they stopped doing the normal things of daily life. They stopped going to their jobs. They stopped doing everything that they needed to do to be holy, which is live the life you are. And so he reprimanded them. And so that's a good thing for us to think about in this Advent season of being prepared for Christ. He wants us to be prepared where he's put us. He wants us to be a force for good in the world until he comes. Because he could be here tonight, he could be here tomorrow, and he could be here 2,000 years from now. That part we don't know. But what we do know is that he has chosen us by baptism to be the sons and daughters of his Father. And he has given us his grace, and so that we have no excuse not to be ready and not to be holy. And that brings me to my final point then. There's a wonderful book, if you've never read it, I highly encourage you to do so, by St. Francis de Sales, called Introduction to the Devout Life. And in the book, he's writing to a woman who had written to him about how she could be holy. And the first point that he makes for holiness, he says, you can only be holy if you do what your state in life demands. And then he gives examples. He says, if a bishop spends his whole day in church but doesn't tend to the duties of the diocese, he said, that man cannot be holy. And he said, if a monk who should spend most of his day in church is going all about the countryside, visiting people and talking and all those things, then that man cannot be holy. And then he just continues. And the point is, we're supposed to be holy where we are. Me as a priest, Father Luke as a priest, and you as lay people. As St. Teresa of Avila said, you can find the Lord in the pots and the pans. And so we don't have any excuse not to be ready. Not even can we say our sins are an excuse, because the Lord in his goodness has given us a way to be unburdened of our sins. And so as we start Advent, make sure to ask the Lord to help you to receive all these graces that help us to be ready. We do not know the day nor the hour, nor do we have an excuse when that day and hour comes. And then finally, we have to remind ourselves, he's not coming trying to trick us. But if you listen to the first reading, it said, Lord, why do you let us wander? Because you chose to wander. Why do you let our hearts get hardened? Because I chose to harden my heart with sin. He wants us to be ready, and he's given us everything we need to be ready. And so, be watchful and ready.